Brought back 55 cases of remains North Korea says are U.S. service members killed in the Korean War more than six decades ago. The UN command says they will be honored at a ceremony next Wednesday at a base in South Korea. U.S. President Donald Trump commented about the remains Friday.
I want to thank Chairman Kim for keeping his word. We have many others coming, but I want to thank Chairman Kim in front of the media for fulfilling a promise that he made to me.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the U.S. worked closely with North Korea on returning the war remains.
It was a coordination effort over the last month that we determined where they would deliver the remains to, where our plane would fly in, where they would be taken to for the initial review. So all of that went well.
The president also was praising new economic data released Friday, saying the U.S.
Once again, we are the economic envy of the entire world.
Trump is celebrating data showing the U.S. economy surged in the April-June quarter to an annual growth rate of 4.1%. The president predicted that as he renegotiates trade deals, future numbers will be even higher. President Trump has been trying to highlight economic gains ahead of the 2018 midterm elections. Pakistan's Election Commission Friday declared former cricket star Imran Khan's party the winner of Pakistan's historic third consecutive election of a civilian government, but Khan did not win an outright majority and must form a coalition. Shahbaz Sharif, who heads the party of jailed ex-Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, earlier rejected the results, charging widespread fraud and manipulation. However, a European Union monitoring team Friday gave the passing grade to the election day polling in Pakistan. This is VOA News. A court-ordered deadline has passed for U.S. officials to reunite all eligible children who were separated from their parents after entering the country. VOA's Philip Alexio has that story.
U.S. officials said they expected to reunite all eligible children who had been separated from their parents after entering the country illegally by Thursday's court-ordered deadline. However, it was not immediately clear if that goal was met. In a court filing Thursday, the Justice Department said that more than 1,400 children, 5 years and older, had been reunited so far. Another 378 were released in what it calls appropriate circumstances, meaning they were turned over to sponsors who can properly care for them. 700 children are still in government custody, and their fates remain uncertain. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
A deadly wildfire raged through Northern California Friday, forcing thousands of residents to flee their homes, killing two people working to contain the blaze. Cal Fire spokesman Scott McLean said on CBS This Morning, only a small part of the Car Fire has been contained.
Yesterday afternoon late, it was only 6% contained. Due to the fire activity during the course of into the evening when it blew into West Reading, where we are standing right now, you can see the fire behind me as they're doing some firing operations. It's still going to be at 6%, probably even less.
About 500 homes are currently threatened by the Car Fire, while 15 have already been destroyed. The U.N. Migration Agency said for the fifth straight year, at least 1,500 migrants have perished in the Mediterranean, with the route between Libya and Italy being the deadliest.
1,111 deaths were recorded on the central route for only 18,000 arrivals. So it's one of every 18, or you could actually say one of every 19 attempt ends in death, because you have to add the 1,000-plus deaths to the 18,000-plus arrivals.
Spain, which has overtaken Italy as the preferred destination, has registered nearly 21,000 migrants so far this year, almost more than all of last year. In all, about 55,000 migrants have reached European shores so far this year, against more than double that number at this time last year. Autopsies of those who died in Greece's deadliest wildfire in decades have been completed, although work on identifying them continues. Many of the dead were burned beyond recognition, and the identification procedure, relying on DNA samples from relatives, is expected to take several days before being completed. Congolese officials say a cargo plane has crashed outside Kamako City in Kasai Province, killing at least four people. The cause of the accident is not known. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
The voice of OAA. One, the voice of America.